Yes, all things have changed here. Rattles changed it big time here at the minute on the Category 1 climb here, going into the finish line. There was a massive push before the climb, and they were kind of all together kind of at the bottom of it, but halfway up, there was three riders broke away. The Isle of Man, Josh Kimber, Jamie Meehan, and Dean Harvey. So that we had two Cycling Ireland boys in the front. And unfortunately, Owen dropped back. He's lost the yellow jersey. But overall, I suppose, you know, when we see Jamie Meehan up there, Jamie Meehan now is only 5 seconds down on the leader. So going into tomorrow's stage, in the last stage of the race, 2025, Jamie Meehan is only 5 seconds down on the yellow jersey, followed by Owen Dugan, still sitting in third overall by 22 seconds. So things have changed here a little bit, but going into the last day tomorrow, that's all to play for, I suppose, at the end of the day. But unfortunately, Owen has lost the jersey, but we still, as we said on the last interview, we had two Donegal Raiders fighting it out for their overall one. Now they're in the top three still, so overall, we're still in contention of winning this race, by no means.
Fair for me to say, Sean, an exciting day tomorrow, and it'll all be very, very exciting. Looking forward to tomorrow's final day.
Of course, we will be excited. Like, today was tough. The rain was battering down the wind. The crowd that was on top of the climb was phenomenal. Listen, to have two young Donegal Raiders in the top three, fighting for the one, and fighting for, you know, one, two, and three overall, it's amazing, you know. So, listen, there's one more day to play. Let's see what happens. You know, 5 seconds and 22 seconds is not a lot, but it sounds not a lot, but in cycling terms, it is quite a bit, I suppose, you know, to pull them seconds back when you have these guys who are 50 hours at the minute. You know, the level of cycling here is just, you know, I mean, it is so high. So hopefully Cycling Ulster and Cycling Ireland maybe can get together and see what they can do and come up with a plan and maybe try and keep this yellow jersey, not in the county of Donegal, but keep it in the shores of Ireland, and instead of letting it go away, you know. But let's see, you'll never know.